Now back to Sports 56 Mornings on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by James Gattis Jewelers.
To reveal the full spectrum of its dazzling color.
Here once again, Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy.
Hour number two, if you're scoring at home. Welcome back to Sports 56 Mornings on this Thursday, April 25th, 2024.
You're scoring at home. Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely. Round one of the NFL draft tonight. Greg Gaston, Eli Savoy, Zach Boyd with you from the Family Leisure Studios. Family Leisure, it's where family and fun come together, located at 2120 Witten Road, just north of I-40. Currently 58 degrees. It'll get up to 71 today, although the clouds will start to roll in this afternoon with rain developing. Thunderstorm is possible. Chance of rain at about 70% than tonight. That will continue with a low of 61. Rain at about 50% tomorrow. Looks like a cloudy day. We'll warm up to 84, and then over the weekend, looks like it'll be pretty nice. Some clouds, some sun, and high temperatures in the mid-80s. Hour two of the program brought to you by James Gattis Jewelers. They are your family's jeweler. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Get something very, very special for Mother because she is so special. And you can get those fine gifts at James Gattis Jewelers. Whether it be a beautiful watch, earrings, pendant, necklaces, a necklace, whatever it is that you think mom likes, or your grandmom, or anybody in your family, certainly a great place for gifts, for graduation presents, for Christmas, obviously, all year long. James Gattis Jewelers, they are local, they are family owned and operated, they've been around Memphis for decades and decades, part of the fabric of this community. So instead of going to those big box stores, go local. Go to James Gattis Jewelers. They are your bridal, engagement, and anniversary jeweler headquarters. So if you're looking for that special engagement ring, wedding rings, personally designed wedding sets, that is the place to go to. They have two repair experts to help you with your fine watches and jewelry. Layaway financing always available at James Gattis Jewelers, 4900 Poplar between Mendenhall and St. Nick, and on the web at GattisJewelers.com. Okay, so we know Caleb Williams is going to Chicago 1. Does the draft start at 2 or does the draft start at 3? Because there's a lot of people that believe it is Jaden Daniels to Washington. Drake May was interviewed, I want to say, by Dan Patrick, and he said, do you know where you're going? He goes, no, I don't, but I kind of have a feeling. Well, is that feeling number 3 to New England? Because a lot of people believe if there's going to be a shakeup, it will probably involve New England at number 3. I think with Washington, it's not the question of whether or not they trade the pick, because I don't think they're trading the pick. It's whether they take Daniels or May. But with New England, there's a chance that they could trade down, bring in assets, go after another one of the quarterbacks that are projected to be possible first-rounders.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels is the overwhelming favorite. The sports books believe that Jaden Daniels is going number 2. However, there are some people out there who believe that betting Drake May to go number 2 at the odds you can get is a good bet. Again, it is it's smokescreen season, so it's hard to tell. But right now you can get Drake May to go number 2 at plus 650. Jaden Daniels is minus 950 to go as the number 2 pick. So the sportsbooks believe overwhelmingly that he is going number 2. But again, I've seen some handicappers who say that that's a good bet to go with Drake May with the odds that you can get for him to go at number 2, because they believe that Washington is going to end up taking him.
When was that debacle? Was it last year or was it the year prior when, I don't know who had the information, that I think it was the NFL draft where they said it was going to be this guy, and it ended up in the books all changed rapidly. Do you remember what I'm talking about here?
I do not.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to look that up. But it was one of those deals where it was almost like a guarantee, according to all these so-called experts, that this one player was going in the 2 spot. I'm just making that up, but I think it might have been. And then instead, it shifted at the last second, and then the odds completely changed. I'm going to have to look that darn thing up. But yeah, I think we're going to have an explosive draft trade-wise if New England moves out of 3. I think we still could have a bunch of trades, but I think that will get the dominoes rolling. The question is, what will happen later in the first round and then into the teens with these other quarterbacks? Where will McCarthy go? Because more than likely he's going to be a top 10 guy. And then what about Atlanta? Will Atlanta go after a quarterback? There's been a lot of rumors about Michael Penix Jr. The mocks I look at, they're all over the board, including Dallas Turner, including Brock Bowers.
J.J. McCarthy, his over-under draft position is 5.5. Although, again, there's some people that believe that J.J. McCarthy could be the guy that slides in this draft. Both Penix and Bo Nix, their over-under is at 32.5. Penix is a big favorite to go under that. He's minus 400 to go under 32.5. Bo Nix is, it's pretty close, but over 32.5 is a minus 148 favorite as far as that is, as far as he is concerned.
They think Nix could be the one that really slides because Penix has gotten a lot of positive news as far as the personnel around the league who have spoken, have talked about him. Again, smokescreen season. Don't know what's accurate, what's not. Penix is a little bit older. He's had the injuries. But as far as production, I mean, there's no argument with what he... To me, I love Michael Penix. I've been very high on Michael Penix. By the way, what I was referring to, I'm reminded, was the NBA draft. Remember with Pablo... With Banchero and Jabari Smith? Yes, that was the one where it was all bad information, and then they changed the information around, and if you caught it early, you know, the odds swung your way or swung away from you if you messed that up. I mean, I don't remember all the details, but Banchero was certainly involved with Jabari Smith, and I remember, I think, being on the right side of that one. That was just bad intel.
I remember that. I was so mad. Because everybody was trying to force Jabari Smith.
Yes. And, it changed the odds and everything.
It's like, yeah, like Chet is definitely number one when his tournament run was not good. And Paolo was clearly like the best player in college basketball.
Yeah. And we talked about it on the show that, oh, he's absolutely, Mancaro's absolutely going number one. And then that information had come out about Jabari Smith. And we're like, wait a minute, what is going on here? But again, that's either. We listen to a lot of these experts or so-called experts, right, that we believe that their intel is always correct. Sometimes it's not. And sometimes that bad information gets out there, and even Vegas plays off that information.
The Broncos are the big favorite to draft Bo Nix. Penix is favored to go to the Raiders. And McCarthy favored to go to the Vikings, although his is... McCarthy is very close. Vikings are plus 170. Patriots are plus 200. The others are pretty overwhelming to one team.
Right. And with Atlanta, obviously you got Kirk Cousins, but they're talking about if this guy that you are looking at happens to be a quarterback and you think he's the future, you nab him. This was the conversation on Fox Sports Radio when I was driving in. And I'm thinking to myself, Atlanta doesn't have to go that way at this time. But one of the hosts said something about you take a quarterback not when you need a quarterback, when you want a quarterback. In other words, you may already have a guy in place, which they do. But if you have an opportunity to grab somebody who you think could be this great quarterback for the future with your team or maybe even somebody that you can – get a lot of assets for in a trade that you grab. I am not of that belief. I still think it's extremely important to look at needs. The NFL, you have it's a longer draft. There's more picks. It's a little bit different than the NBA. NBA, I'm still, unless it's Michael Jordan or LeBron James in the draft, I'm still big as far as need is concerned. All things equal, I'm going with a position I need. Football-wise, certainly, that's still part of the equation. If you need a quarterback, you have an opportunity to get one of these quarterbacks, you go get the quarterback. So that's why it's never off the table that even a team that has a quarterback may go out and get another one.
A lot of people believe there will not be any defensive players taken in the top 10. If you believe that, you can get under a half for plus 550. So if you believe Dallas Turner and all the other defensive guys are going to slide out of that top 10, then you can plus 550 for no defensive players drafted to the top 10.
Well, the mock I'm looking at right now has Turner going 8 to Atlanta, and then after that, you don't have another defensive player until 15. So, yeah, that's almost worth throwing a little money on. But again, if Atlanta does something like grab one of those receivers, because you have Odunze is right behind in this mock I'm looking at, and I think that's the guy Chicago probably has pinpointed. But Atlanta can always add another weapon to their receiving core. So don't be surprised if they go in that direction, and then more than likely you would win that bet because they believe that the Jets at 10 will get Bowers.
If you really believe the Broncos are getting a quarterback, you can get them to draft either Bo Nix or Michael Penix at plus 150.
Okay. This mock is the NFL draft mock, Peter Schrager. And he has 1, 2, 3, 4. He has 6 quarterbacks going in the first 13 picks.
There's a, again, there's that. That's the, some people believe it's 6, some people believe it's 4.
He's got McCarthy going to Minnesota, as you just talked about, at 7. He has Bo Nix going to Denver at 12, and Michael Penix Jr. going to the Raiders at 13. And then after that, we talked about this the other day, that probably the next quarterback off the board, somewhere in the second round, I would imagine, would be Spencer Rattler. And Michael Pratt would be up there as well. But there's always that panic, that possibility of panicking when the quarterbacks start to... I almost guarantee you, if Denver takes a quarterback... The Raiders are definitely taking... I think the Raiders are taking a quarterback either way. But if Denver takes Nix or Penix, they're taking the other one.
The quarterbacks, it's 4.5 is the number they have set. Although over 4.5 is a minus 440. Under 4.5 is plus 290 as far as that goes. Now, the some of the other ones, the little off-the-board stuff. The primary color of Caleb Williams' nail polish, black, the favorite at plus 150.
For Bears, for the Bears color?
Orange is plus 200.
Okay, the other color. What's pink?
Pink is plus 600. Green is plus 1,000.
Could go green. Cash money, baby.
Will number one overall pick cry? No is a minus 2,000. Caleb does not seem like a crier.
I don't know.
Like he
was crying about going to Chicago months ago.
And plus he already knows, like he's known this for a while, that he's going to be the pick. So I don't think it hits you as hard when you know you've been the pick. Plus, exactly. Again, I think he always wants to try and look cool.
Well,
so,
if he didn't get picked, then he would cry. But that's not happening.
Who will the number one pick hug first? Mom at plus 125, dad at plus 150, girlfriend plus 600, agent plus 1,000.
It's always mom, isn't it?
Who is Caleb Williams' agent? Is he with like Rosenhaus or anything?
I have no idea. It's always mom though, right? As long as mom is there, is alive, mom's at that table, mom's getting that first hug.
It depends who's sitting right next to you.
Mom's sitting next to you.
Girlfriend could be sitting.
Girlfriend's sitting next to you. Girlfriend will not get the first hug. Mom's getting first hug.
Well, then bet it. Plus 125.
Going back to the normal props, not, or normal bets, not the weird prop bets, but what are the odds? Because this is going
if
to
only
happen.
Jonte Porter would have had these things for like when he, if he would have drafted, he could have put a bunch of money on mom and then just make sure he hugs mom first. Like he could rack up if he had been a number one overall pick.
What about Marvin Harrison, 4 to the Cardinals, seems like it's a given. What are the odds? What can I get for that bet? Seems like a safe bet. I'm sure the odds aren't great.
For Marvin Harrison to be the fourth pick?
Yes.
Where did the fourth pick? Fourth pick.
I think that one's absolute. That's the, other than Caleb Williams, that's the only one I'll guarantee you.
Number 4 overall pick, Marvin Harrison, is minus 450.
Yeah, I the odds are horrible. What are the odds? Do they have a prop bet for Roger Goodell butchering some of these names in the first round? There's some tough names. He's butchering at least one of these names. He can practice all he wants.
The sportsbooks agree with me that the Cowboys will draft an offensive lineman. Pretty much have to. Minus 250 for their for offensive linemen to be the position of their first pick.
Schreger has Tyler Guyton going to Dallas at 24. How about this? Back-to-back, you could get Chop Robinson and then Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Kool-Aid McKinstry is just one of the best names in history.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Is that his given name? That's his given name, right?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay, look that up. If you don't think parents give kids weird names, legal names, you're mistaken. It might not be his real one, but there are some that are just like, what?
Brandon Ayuk is 2-1 to be traded during the NFL, to be the first player traded during the NFL draft. Alvin Kamara, 3-1. Cortland Sutton, 4-1. DeAndre Hopkins, 5-1. T. Higgins, 6-1. A.J. Brown, 8-1.
Well, it's interesting. T. Higgins wants a trade, and Denver has come out and said that they're not going to trade Cortland Sutton. Once again, we go back to smokescreen. Don't believe it.
Will a team's draft spot be moved back for missing a pick? Yes, plus 1,000. No, minus 3,300.
The Jets, minus 1,000. It'll happen. Remember that? Wasn't it the Jets that year that
Vikings did it?
Was it the Vikings? I thought the Jets did it too.
Jets might have too. I remember the Vikings had missing their pick. Which highlight will ESPN broadcast show first? Luke May, North Carolina basketball, or Marvin Harrison, senior NFL? Marvin Harrison is a minus 1,000 favorite.
Yeah, I would think Harrison, right?
Depends. May's going to probably go before Harrison, so if they talk about his family, they might show Luke May. Luke May might be there with him.
Zach, did you find out if Kool-Aid's his real name?
Kool-Aid is not his real name.
Okay,
it's
what's
just
his
nickname?
What's his real name?
Gaquincy.
Yeah, I'd rather go with Kool-Aid right there. Anyway, he's expected to be taken somewhere in the first round. When we come back, Pete Medhurst will join us. We'll talk a little bit more about the draft, specifically the Ravens, who he works for, and the Commanders, who he covers. He's also the voice of Navy Athletics. And again, Navy in the news yesterday, Army-Navy game, and that whole deal as far as the college football playoff is concerned. Folks, shoot 360 Memphis from preps to pros. Perfect your shot, challenge yourself, and compete with others, and learn the proper ways to shoot the basketball using modern analytics. If you have a son or daughter, grandson, granddaughter, you're a coach of a team, you have players, and you want them to get better shooting the basketball, which is the most important thing, quite frankly, in the game of basketball, then Shoot 360 is for you. This is the same system that stars like Steph Curry use. It's a revolutionary training facility that combines cutting-edge technology with expert coaching to improve shooting skills. The facility is equipped with advanced shooting machines that provide real-time feedback on shooting accuracy, arc and depth, which is probably the most important thing to becoming a better shooter. Players can track their progress and analyze their performance. Everything the athletes do in this facility is recorded and stored in a members app so you can watch their progress in real time. There's nothing like it. State of the art. It's currently in Collierville, but Shoot 360 Memphis is moving to a new facility, a big space in Cordova. It's state of the art. They will open up on June 1st, and they're taking registrations right now. So again, for a graduation gift, a birthday present, for the basketball player in your life, get them a membership to Shoot 360 Memphis. You can go to Shoot 360 Memphis to sign up. You can call the great folks at Shoot 360 at 901-316-5500. That's 901-316-5500. Or stop by their current location in Collierville, Shoot 360 Memphis. Pete Medhurst is next. This is Sports 56 Mornings with Greg and Eli on Real Sports Talk, Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
We are Real Sports Talk. Sports 56 WHBQ. Available on your radio dial at 560 AM and 98.5 FM, as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, stay tuned in to Real Sports Talk. Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Now, back to Sports 56 Mornings.
Isn't it a lovely morning?
On Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour brought to you by James Gattis Jewelers. Here once again, Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy.
Cruising right along on a draft day Thursday. We welcome you back to Sports 56 Mornings. Greg Gaston, Eli Savoy, and Zach Boyd. Round one of the NFL draft will take place tonight. What time is it scheduled to start? Do you know?
I don't know for sure exactly when they go on the clock. I'm guessing like 6:30, but I'm not positive. Might be a little earlier than that.
They don't still give them 15 minutes between picks, do they? Is it 10 minutes?
I think first round is 10 minutes, if I'm not
mistaken. It's still six hours, right?
It's 10 minutes, then 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's 30.
Second round.
But I think at one point it was 15 minutes between. I maybe I'm wrong about that. 32 teams. Man, it takes forever. Speaking of the draft, this guy, one of the busiest men in show business, friend of ours, who has been on with us many times in the past, he is the voice of Navy Athletics. He works for the Washington Nationals. He works for the Baltimore Ravens. He's part of WBAL Radio in Baltimore. He's Mr. DC. He's Pete Medhurst. You can follow him on Twitter at Pete Medhurst, and he joins us now on Sports 56 Mornings. Pete, do you recall, didn't it used to be like 15 minutes between picks?
Yeah, it was 15, and doesn't get started tonight.
It's 7 o'clock Central.
8 Eastern time, 7 Central. So,
oh, man.
And for people like me, I got to call a lacrosse game at 6, and then I got to go to BAL. Thankfully, because the Ravens are a winning club, the only bad thing about that, here on the East Coast in particular, is the Ravens don't pick till after 11 o'clock a lot of times. So it's going to be a late night for us. And, you know, hopefully, I mean, ironically, the thing is you wait all night, and then the Ravens trade out of the first round, and we all sat there for 3 hours to analyze nothing coming up later on tonight, which I would not totally be surprised if they traded out, you know, for more picks, because they seem to thrive on second and third day picks. And look, let's face it, when you've signed a contract to a large deal, and I think every team, I think you have to really take this into account. With every team now that has signed a contract to these mega deals, they've crushed your cap so much that your personnel office has got to crush it on the second and third day, because those are the people that are going to make your roster, because those are the people that you can afford, but you got to hit on them. And I think that's for teams like the Ravens, teams like the Eagles, who gave Hurts the deal, the Bengals, of course, with Burrow's big deal, Chargers with Herbert. I mean, those teams are going to be the ones to watch here about potentially, I think, you know, trading down, getting more picks, because you want more but cheaper talent.
But the Ravens, go ahead.
Having guys on rookie contracts playing well above their that level, that's the secret to winning in the NFL.
It truly is right now, Eli. I mean, let's face it. I mean, unless unless we're going to, at some point, you know, the NFLPA is not going to want to do this, but unless we put some sort of cap or different provision in for the quarterback salary, and we're getting wide receivers now that are getting up into this, you know, stratospheric money, and, you know, if we don't put some sort of cap on the quarterback, it really, it almost penalizes you in some way for having a great quarterback. But as Patrick Mahomes showed us this year, and the Chiefs showed us, hey, we can send Tyreek Hill, you know, somewhere else and still go win football games. It really truly matters who you have in your front office. And, you know, for years, obviously, we've all covered the college game. You know, the only other dream job I haven't had is being an intern in a scouting department, college scouting department. But when you have a Brett Veach, when you have an Eric DaCosta, you know, when you have people that know what the heck they're doing in your front office, it just makes a huge difference for some organizations.
Sure.
Because I don't think a lot of people thought the Chiefs would beat the Ravens in the AFC. But I also don't think the people thought the Chiefs would be successful because of how impactful Tyreek Hill was on their offense. But when you have a great general manager and obviously a head coach, who knows what the heck he's doing, you can still win games, and the Chiefs showed us that this year.
Well, according to the players, not a great ownership, but everything else is good. But that player survey didn't work out too well for the Hunt family. But as far as the Ravens are concerned, And I'm sure you'll tell us what they're looking for in the draft, but it's been a good offseason because anytime you can bring in, and I still think he has a little bit left in the gas, so Derrick Henry, you may have your running back woes figured out.
Well, Greg, I think the one thing you're going to get with Derrick Henry is you're going to get a football player that, at least in the short term, and look, every running back is different. Some guys are blessed. That not every running back's, you know, shelf life is short. But I think what you're going to get, you're going to get a motivated Derrick Henry. And a motivated Derrick Henry, who I think is going to be rejuvenated by a little bit of a fresh start, plus it's a winning organization. He knows, and players will tell you around the league. And if you've ever been to their facility, you're not, just like you mentioned about the Chiefs earlier, guys drinking out of the same ladle that Ed Podolak drank out of as a player. But if you go to the castle where the Ravens, you know, facility is in Owings Mills, I mean, it's got to be one of the top three in the league. Players tell you that. Guys that come from other places tell you, hey, this is by far the best facility. We're treated well, you know, by ownership. Steve Bisciotti and company are first class in every way. And Steve is one of those owners that I love because he talks one time a year. You get him, you get your head coach, team president, general manager, one postseason press conference every year. It's the only time you ever hear from him. He's not microphone hungry. He's not spotlight hungry. Gives his, you know, coaches and general managers everything that they possibly need, to be successful. And, you know, just simply says to them, hey, I don't mind if you spend it. Let's just make sure it provides winning results for us. And I think any general manager and head coach, that's the type of ownership and organization that you really want to work for.
So is it the belief there that the Commanders are going with May or Daniels? Because the books believe it's definitely Daniels, but I've seen a lot of handicappers who believe that with the odds you could get on May, that you should bet on May to be that pick.
Well, I mean, look, tonight at Rosecroft, you know, I could bet on a 20-1 shot in the morning line, and knowing that, boy, if it's 20-1, I'm going to get a great return. The problem is, more often than not, the 2-5 favorite is usually the best horse. Mm-hmm. I think in this situation, you know, you got to. I think if you're trying to win right now, Dan Quinn is a win now head coach because this is his second time around. The second time around guy, you know, doesn't have the same leash, if you prefer, I think, as the first year head coach. The first time around guy has 2 or 3 years to get into this. He's usually taken over an organization that hasn't been very good. Now, in Dan's case, he's taken over an organization that hasn't been very good. But, you know, as Greg and I could tell you, the former Salisbury State defensive lineman, I think he's going to do well here. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to do well because he's got new ownership. He got the perfect situation. He got new ownership. He got new general manager. And he's got a situation, I think, with the number two pick to come right out of the gate, get a guy in Jaden Daniels, which I think all signs are, you know, in this case, I think the smoke truly is leading to fire, unless something has happened, you know, that the organization gets cold feet and doesn't like some of the things that, you know, went on with his agent and stuff. But Jaden Daniels, I think, is the guy that, along with Caleb Williams, you can hit the ground running right now and go win some football games in a division where the Eagles came back towards you a little bit last year. The Cowboys certainly are in a state of flux because of Dak Prescott's mega contract. And I think Washington, if Daniels hits right away, they can make some hay quickly in this division right now. But obviously they've got more needs than just quarterback. So, but he's a guy that can hit the ground running right away. And I think all signs at this point point to Jaden Daniels, who, by the way, I love. I love Daniels, and here's why. You know, to me, what he did is people look at, you know, the LSU progression, which is great. Because, and if you play for Brian Kelly and you live to tell about it, then you really have impressed me. Brian coaches hard.
He does.
I mean, you know, Brian does. Brian coaches very hard. So if you play for him and you get good results for him, that tells me a lot, because you're enduring a lot Monday through Friday. You're enduring a standard that he holds you to that's very high. But if you go back and you look at his freshman tape at Arizona State, man, there's a lot of good stuff going back to that tape. And that tells you just the natural raw ability that the kid had at that time. And I think that's why he's going to be fine. I think you can win games with a number of guys. If you traded down and grabbed Michael Penix, mm-hmm. because now that the medicals have checked out, I think Penix is going to be fine. Thought for a minute maybe Seattle with his offensive coordinator from Washington going there. You know, I thought maybe they would be in play. That's probably not the case now with the deals that they made here in the offseason. But I think you can go as deep as Penix and win games with this crew. I'm not ready to quite put Bo Nix in there yet, but I also think Bo Nix in the right situation is a guy that matured enough, you know, in his game. Not necessarily, he endured a ton at Auburn of the off-field stuff. That really forces you, you know, to have off-field maturity. But his game matured at Oregon. And I think eventually in the right system, he's a guy that I think could eventually win games in the National Football League as well.
Pete Medhurst joining us on the Sissy's Log Cabin guest line. He's the voice of Navy Athletics, but wears a lot of hats. He's part of the Nats Radio Network, the Ravens Radio Network as well, and WBAL Radio. Also the voice of Rosecroft Raceway. And as you said, he's doing lacrosse tonight. The guy does everything. You can follow him on Twitter at Pete Medhurst. All right, a couple of other things. We talked about this earlier yesterday, the college football playoff execs meeting in Texas. And Army and Navy was a topic. We talked about what the conclusion was. As a Navy guy and the voice of Navy, I guess you agree that you know, don't cave in, continue to be a lone game where they have the spotlight. And then if it just so happens that Navy or Army is able to get to the conference championship game, win it, and be in the playoff, so be it, and let the chips fall where they may.
Well, I mean, Greg, what's the one thing those people in that room understand? They understand money. Army-Navy means a lot of money for both sides because it's a standalone game. TV partners at CBS have been phenomenal in their presentation, respect of the game. The cities that bid on it have, you know, obviously invested a lot of dollars in it as well. And, I mean, look, that's what it comes down to. Not only is it obviously a great rivalry, it's got all the pageantry and everything, but that's the money game for both sides. And if that game ever lost, you know, the luster, you know, on the financial side, mm-hmm. you know, then both sides would have to re-examine how the game is presented, scheduled, and obviously right now, as we all know, it does not affect, you know, the American Athletic Conference. So I mean, and again, I mean, look at the American. I mean, the American willing to make that kind of deal, you know, having both of those schools. Because, I mean, look, let's face it. I mean, we've got a lot of great schools in our league. But how many? And look at the TV numbers bear it out. I mean, Navy's the only, you know, G5 team in the top 35 of TV ratings. When we show up, people put their eyeballs on the game. And that's, you know, you look at the number that that game draws at the end of each season. I mean, you know, I mean, people are watching. And that's where, unfortunately, that's where our game has evolved to. It's all about dollars. Right now, mm-hmm. and by leaving that game as a standalone, it benefits both institutions in a huge way financially.
All right, before we let you go, just the final few seconds, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the impact of the Key Bridge collapse and you being right there in that area. What's it been like?
You know, the other day, because my daughter was playing a softball game at a high school on the road, and I had to drive up Route 2 and eventually Route 10, which takes you literally within, you know, 3 miles of the Key Bridge, and, you know, you're reminded with all the signs and everything saying you can't go this way, you can't go that way. It's, you know, when you think about commerce and our travel and our trucks and, you know, for those of us that have broadcasted games, we're on the road at all hours of the night. Sometimes it's just us and all the truckers that are out there. Between the truck commerce and all of the ships that we've seen stacked up in the Chesapeake Bay for weeks now who could not make their way through that channel, you know, when none of us think about these things, Greg, until disaster happens.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think about the impact that, you know, not only on the commerce, but the people that work in that port of Baltimore, people that, you know, live literally, you know, in Dundalk and Essex and places like that, and that bridge was their conduit to a shorter way to work every day. Now, they've got a much, you know, much longer travel to either go through the tunnels or, in the case of the trucks, they've got to go all the way around, you know, the Beltway, because if you're hauling anything that's remotely close to hazardous materials, you've got to go all the way around the other side of the Beltway now to get to I-95 and continue your travels either north or south, where that bridge was, you know, a little bit shorter conduit to your trip out there. And I think, you know, none of us ever think about that stuff until something unfortunate like this happens. But the amazing thing has mm-hmm. been the tremendous response by local government, national government, and all of the different parties involved to try and, you know, rescue and obviously recover, you know, the bodies of those who had, you know, fallen in that situation, and the recovery of cleaning this up so we can get commerce moving again. And there's some of that happening already. The men and women that have been in charge of this have been exceptional in this situation, and you can only hope that their work is allowed to continue uninterrupted, and they can get the bridge eventually rebuilt and get things back to some semblance of normal. But it truly has been, you know, just a weird situation, because that's just not something we think about.
Right.
You know, and the people had that happen in Philly with the, you know, mm-hmm. an overpass there and stuff like that. So you don't think about it until, unfortunately, the inconvenience hits you. But the great thing is all parties responsible have responded in an amazing way, and eventually you're going to get a bridge built, but unfortunately it takes time as well.
Thanks for sharing that with us, Pete. We appreciate it. He is Pete Medhurst. He's the voice of Navy Athletics. We will talk to you soon, I'm sure. Can't wait for the football season, Pete. We appreciate it. Take care of yourself.
You got it, pal. Have a good summer.
Thank you, too.
Yesterday, went over to Sunrise, got me a little P-Love sandwich, one of the biscuit sandwiches. That's the one with the bologna, egg, and cheese.
Oh, my favorite.
Absolutely delicious, as always. They've got their homemade big old square biscuits. That's a big old breakfast sandwich that you get right there. Of course, that's just one of the many sandwiches they've got on that breakfast menu, along with their different breakfast bowls and the kitchen sink and the Three Amigos tacos and many other things on the breakfast menu. The lunch menu, absolutely delicious as well. Of course, with your breakfast or brunch, if you will, you could enjoy maybe one of their Bloody Marys. I think they got six different kinds of Bloody Marys all the time. They've got their mimosas. You can have a beer. You can have all kinds of different options there as well. Great thing, too, you go to sunrise901.com. Like I did yesterday, you order online for pickup. Makes it so easy. You get on over there, you pop right in the back door, grab your food, and you're on your way. Makes it very easy. So if in the morning you're grabbing something on the way to work and you don't have much time, just order online for that pickup, pop in there, boom, grab your stuff, and you are on your way with no delays whatsoever, and you still got yourself that great breakfast. For breakfast or for lunch, Sunrise could take good care of you with some of that delicious food. 670 Jefferson Avenue, that's the original, or you can go to Sunrise East, that's where I go, Sunrise East on Poplar Avenue in East Memphis, and again, online at sunrise901.com for breakfast and lunch. Check out Sunrise.
You're tuned in to Sports 56 Mornings with Greg and Eli on Real Sports Talk, Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Add a little fun to your lunch break. Join Johnny Radio for Sports 56 Happy Hour from 11 to 1 every weekday on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Now back to Sports 56 Mornings on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by James Gaddis Jewelers.
Genuine diamonds, baby.
Here once again, Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy.
Friend of the show, Hunter Goodman, back in the show. Hunter Goodman got the call back up to the Colorado Rockies after starting the season off in AAA. Made a pinch-hitting appearance last night and grounded out. He was just crushing it again at AAA. He had hit six home runs in his last 23 at-bats. Hunter is one of those guys where, I mean, he's a major league player to me, and I know he started out like gangbusters last year, and then it was off-speed, 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 and he struggled, Eli, something I'm sure he worked on in the offseason. But if he can consistently hit the curve, the breaking pitch, off-speed stuff, he's going to stay in the show. If not, he'll continue to bounce back between AAA. He's too good. He's almost like a tweener between AAA and the majors. But once he gets that bat going on things other than a heater, he's going to stay and he's going to be consistent and he's going to be back in that starting lineup. I think he has a bright, bright future, but I'm sure it was very frustrating at the end of last year.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, they can kind of they could throw him in the lineup and just let him be. Like they're not playing for a whole lot.
That's for sure.
So to me, you let him figure it out at that level.
Yeah, I think that's a good point you make. From the world of golf, and this is something that was out there for a while, but a report that Tiger Woods will get a huge loyalty bonus from the PGA Tour. Upwards of $100 million. Rory McIlroy will get $50 million, and then others will also be rewarded for their loyalty to the PGA Tour. This, to me, is, okay, that's fine and dandy. All of a sudden now you have this extra money and you want to reward the players for being loyal. Okay, that's great. But I thought, and one doesn't have, because you have one doesn't mean you can't have the other, but I want to hear more news about the coming together of the leagues as opposed to, hey, you guys were loyal and you stayed away from going to live, so we're going to reward you. I hope and I think they're still having discussions, although not regularly, to be able to eventually get to an agreement to merge. But yesterday we had the story about Greg Norman going, yeah, you know, we're looking at maybe 72 holes for live. Like, stop talking about things individually. Try to get it together because I still think that it has hurt golf overall having the separate leagues. But Tiger, Rory, and others, the rich get richer.
I wonder, I know Tiger was probably struggling to figure out where that next meal was going to come from. So I'm glad that he's now got that taken care of.
Remember the Caddyshack scene where Chevy Chase, his character, is in the he's in his apartment, and he's with Lacey Underalls, and she goes, You know, she's looking around, uncashed check for $10,000, keep it. And, you know, just checks just laying around. That's what I picture with, like, Tiger. Oh, here's a check for $100 million. Oh, I'll get around to putting it in a bank.
We'll see. So he has to go through another divorce at some point. He'll be all right.
Charlie, will you bring this one down to the bank for me, this $100 million check? Same with Rory. Right.
Yeah. I'm going to guarantee Charlie's making sure that money gets to the bank. the kids are making sure that money is in the bank and taken care of.
Well, where can you combine barbecue, music, and good times at Smoke Slam, the world's ultimate barbecue showdown? It's coming up May 16th through the 18th at Tom Lee Park on the river in downtown Memphis. The festival is back in barbecue. More than 50 teams will be competing for the largest cash purse in barbecue history, plus live music from the likes of Tone Loc, the Funky Cold Medina, Rob Bass, Young MC, War. Man, I love War. The Barquets, just some of the musical groups, musical acts that will be doing their thing at Smoke Slam. It's a fan-first experience like no other. Celebrity chef live cooking demos. You can indulge in mouthwatering barbecue samples from the greatest pitmasters in the country. Fireworks every night, plus a carnival with a Ferris wheel, carousel games. Single day, general admission tickets, only $25. Go to smokeslam.com for more details and tickets. A three-day general admission pass is only $65. Again, Smoke Slam, the world's ultimate barbecue showdown, coming to Tom Lee Park May 16th through the 18th.
Man, I love War. That's a sentence you just don't hear very often.
No, the musical group War. Don't you know? Do you know some of their songs? Low Rider?
Yeah, that one I don't.
You don't know Low Rider?
I said, I know.
Oh, you know that one? Okay. Well, it's summer. Summertime is here. That's War. War's got a lot of good songs. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, hour number three of the program.
Sucks.
Coming up, Ian Valentino will join us to talk NFL draft. He has his latest mock out. This is Sports 56 Mornings with Greg and Eli on Real Sports Talk, Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.